My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now, 92.9 FM ESPN presents Memphis's biggest columnist.
You ain't got to do nothing, homeboy. You ain't writing nothing. No, you ain't writing nothing. I ain't letting him write. He ain't getting no interview.
It's the award-winning Jeff Calkins from the Daily Memphian and the Jeff Calkins Show.
I don't get no interview. I know.
92.9 FM ESPN.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is something they call a groundbreaker. So let me first apologize to the shirts and the ties for your makeup. Cause I'll make you ugly as soon as it drops. We're on a rampage. Bubbles popping up before you know it. There's rubble in the cause we'll be pushing it up. Somebody say you better run. Yeah, we think the love's great up in here. Yeah, yeah, we think the love's great up in here.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Friday. So today on the radio show, we have Jeffrey's Bets. We'll do that last. As some of you know, every year I give Jeffrey 10 crisp $100 bills, the very crispest, and tell him to invest. And he did that last week. And the investments were...
Five and five. We tipped the dealer.
So we had to tip the dealer, so I don't have my 10 bet. But I have complete faith. I've never lost faith in the investment strategy. And so, how do you feel about this weekend, Jeffrey?
We'll find out.
We will find out. So that will happen. Chris Harrington's going to join us from the Twin Cities. I'll ask him about all manner of things. See, Shaq called Rudy Gobert the worst player in the world.
He also included Ben Simmons in there, too.
And Ben Simmons. I think you got to say Ben Simmons worse than Rudy Gobert.
I think that's more than fair to say.
Worst player in the world.
Correct.
I'll be honest. Don't even think either of those necessarily the worst in the world.
No, I did like that.
What?
That's just an ultimate tell your story.
That they are the worst
right.
in the world? Yeah, but
correct.
They're not the worst in the world.
No, I think it's more than fair.
But anyway, we'll talk to him. A little basketball, maybe a little culture of some sort that we can dredge up. Food, music. Chris is good at a lot of stuff. And we're going to talk to Ed Scott here in just a little bit. Ed Scott, of course, is the new athletic director at the University of Memphis. So it's Ed Scott, and then it is Chris Harrington, and then it is Jeffries Betts. I'll just tell you a little bit. I am not, some of you may not believe this, I'm not really a big self-promoter. And I get a little queasy that people are like, everyone's tweeting about this. You know, at the Daily Memphian, we wrote a story about Ed Scott coming on the Jeff Calkins show. And I don't need all that. Like, whatever. I think it's important to talk to Ed Scott and get to know Ed Scott. And the truth of the matter is, what's interesting is, this was not set up in the wake of all of this nonsense that has happened this week. When Ed Scott first got to Memphis, I went to his initial press conference where he was very impressive. And then I saw him again briefly at the Liza's Light event, spectacular Liza's Light event, which has unleashed a tremendous amount of giving for that soccer and track stadium. Saw him briefly there. And the thought was a new AD comes into town, you'd like to hear from him. And I think by dint of the fact that somehow, I don't know how this happened, Jeffrey, but I've been around longer than most people. They said that Ed would love to come on your show. And so so this was set up. Remember the week that I went to a wedding or something on a Friday?
Yeah.
And Ed was supposed to be with us that Friday. And because I wasn't going to be in studio or whatever else, we just said, let's do it another time. And so, days go by, et cetera. And so we've been trying to find a time to replan this interview. This isn't in the wake of Ed Scott has some things to get off his chest about all of this. Who knows? He may not want to talk about any of the things that you want to hear about. So
we'll find out.
We will find out. But that was the situation. And so we settled on this day. Now, they set this up in the wake. It was in the wake of, they settled on this day in the wake of the personnel changes, Rick Stansbury leaving, et cetera. They knew that. But before the letter had been, there was a story about the letter. So, but anyway, he didn't cancel, and he's coming in, and I'll talk to him about all sorts of things, and I'll ask him questions about these matters, about the letter, and about the personnel changes. But I'll ask, he made a presentation the other day to the trustees, and that was incredibly interesting about the progress of the stadium and fundraising and whatnot. And I think we should probably also take time in the midst of all of this to at least, you know, welcome him to Memphis, right?
Absolutely.
You realize that when he was at Morgan State, he walked into a very similar, I don't know if it's similar, worse. Like there we know there were extensive NCAA allegations that were not just allegations.
Well, and I don't think Morgan State had millions of dollars pouring in from FedEx.
They were in the midst of a real, and he did a, so it's not, this is not his first rodeo. It's one of the things that I think has been really impressive is that he has, and valuable, is that he's been down this road before. We will talk to Ed Scott about all that stuff, and we'll do that after he gets here, in a little bit. Before then, we will reflect briefly as possible on that game last night. Jeffrey, why don't we do this, by the way? When they get here, just go to break, and then we'll come back and we'll talk to Ed after that. So when they get here, we'll go to break immediately, and we'll talk to Ed. And then we'll talk to Ed coming out of the break. But that's the line. We got Ed, and then we've got Dr. Ed Scott. And then we have Chris, and then we have Jeffrey's Betts. The game last night, Jeffrey. This is the problem. I mean, first, the the worthy stuff, the fact that they...
Yeah, that was torture for you.
Literally two freaking touchdowns. Like, mm-hmm. if the Bills had drafted a receiver who would have blazed for one touchdown and caught another in his first game, we'd be losing our minds with happiness. Instead, the quarterback taken with the Bills draft pick, who has become the best quarterback in the world and one of the best all time, threw and handed to the running back, to the wide receiver, who was taken with the Bills draft pick, mm-hmm. and he scores two touchdowns in his debut. Mm-hmm. So that was misery. But my overwhelming feeling, and obviously the ending was incredibly dramatic, but my overwhelming feeling was watching the Chiefs, you have reached this point of, it just all feels inevitable. You feel like you know how it's going to end. There can be drama along the way, but it's just like watching a Bourne Identity movie. You know, at the end, Jason Bourne is going to...
This is a franchise.
This is a franchise here, and we know how it's going to work out. And you get that feeling with... You had it with the Patriots at some point. Sure, you could be ahead by 10, or you could be... Whatever can be happening can be happening.
You could be up 25 in the Super Bowl.
You could be up 25 in the Super Bowl. But we know how this is going to end. And, again, the ending was incredibly dramatic last night, but... that's how I felt, and seeing him throw to a whole new cast of Rashee Rice and Worthy and you know that Hollywood Brown's still coming back. He's not gonna, you know, he's coming back from injury at some point. It just feels inevitable. It all just feels inevitable to me. I hate them, but not because I hate them for any reason. I don't hate them for any reason other than they're unbelievably good.
Yeah, I think you also have the double torture of when the Patriots were. The Patriots, the Bills weren't good. But now the Bills are good, and right. they actually do have someone that...
There's a little comfort this year. They're not as good.
I think,
they're not actually...
See, I think this is a better spot to be in. I think they're getting slept on.
Well, maybe.
Because I do think part of what the Bills are doing is what we've also seen. It's kind of like what the Chiefs did last year, which is, okay, everybody's playing us a certain way, which is take away big plays. Let's get rid of malcontent Stephon Diggs, who right. we have to force feed in the red zone every time because that's all he cares about. And let's focus on getting the running game better and making sure that basically they're putting it in the hands of Josh Allen. And I would rather do that.
How about some speed? Get some speed. Anyway, did you think the touchdown was a touchdown before we went back to...
So, live, I was like, is he in? And then... The first replay, I was like, oh, yeah, his foot's on the line. I didn't even think it was that controversial. Like, it was pretty clear.
It was
clearly
on the line. It was on the line.
Now, I also understand.
Do you object to replay in that instance?
I mean, if we're going to have replay, we're going to have replay. I object to replay in general.
Like, I don't think, if you're going to have replay, the fact that it's, where would you draw the line to not count it? 3 inches versus one? No, if there's replay, and if the foot is on the line, the foot is on the line, and that's that. What did you think about, obviously, the Ravens were all set to go for two?
I knew that was going to happen. I announced yesterday on the show I had Chiefs -3, and the entire time when they went up 10, or when they were driving to go up 10, I was texting my gambling buddies like, I have no idea what to root for, because I knew if they went up 10, there was going to either be that situation where you let the soft touchdown in to win the game or to cover, push, whatever, or it was going to go to overtime. And then as they were driving, I was like, oh, they're not going to overtime. They're just going to go for two.
Right.
And I'm going to either lose the game or lose the bet.
You had Mahomes, who was not...
No.
20 of 28, 291 yards, touchdown, pick.
So...
Good.
I thought he was good in the second half. I will just die on this hill. And come at me, Lamar stands. I do not understand how you can watch that football game and think those two quarterbacks are equal. And Lamar was not, and Patrick was not that good.
Lamar was not bad. He ran for 122
but
yards
in the end,
and threw for 273 yards.
Let's look at why they lost the last two times they've played. In the AFC Championship game and last night, he had multiple throws that he could have made and ended the game, and he can't do it.
That's the challenge with Lamar.
He is awesome football player.
Are you saying that game is a little bit of microcosm of the season? Great in the regular season, not great in the playoffs. In the game, great during the course of the game, big numbers, all
when
of that.
When it comes time to make the play,
get it done.
Like that, in the end, that's what sports is.
They scored 20 points. That's not great.
Yeah, but like to me, it's just like I don't even care about necessarily that. It's like when the time calls for you to make a play,
throws.
He cannot do it.
So that was that. Taylor Swift.
Yeah, I was glad to see her. I've also found a new thing, a new tick that she has that annoys me. She bangs on the glass in a very annoying fashion.
You don't like the banging
on
the glass?
Yeah, I do not care for it.
She was there. It was fun last night. And you've discovered the way to tolerate the Chiefs.
Yes.
You have, and this is passing along as a, for any Chief haters out there, heads up. This is the right way to tolerate the Chiefs.
Just bet on them. You're going to win either way.
Just bet on them. Yeah, I think it makes sense. Bet on them, and that way, if they win, you're at least richer.
And if you lose
and
money,
lose,
you're happy.
You're hedging. You're totally it's an emotional hedge. It's a perfect emotional hedge. Just bet on the Chiefs. Tonight, Eagles-Packers in Brazil. Jeffrey?
So if I would follow my same strategy, which I should be doing, there's no team in the entire NFL that I hate like the Eagles.
And why is that? Because the head coach?
Just their entire disposition. Eagles fans, the head coach. I still don't think Jalen Hurts is any good. And come at me haters again on that one. Like, it's just everything about them I can't stand. Except I do love Devontae Smith.
So you would...
And then they took my running back.
They took your running back.
Yeah.
So you would go ahead and
I should bet on the Eagles.
What's the line?
It's 2.5 in favor of the Eagles. But I'm leaning Packers. I think the Eagles might be like a low-key dumpster fire.
Really?
What is this idea that Kellen Moore's going to fix everything? Don't we have a pretty good sample size that Kellen Moore is nothing more than average at best?
I think there seems to be a track record that he's mostly average.
I mean, wasn't he going to fix Herbert, too?
And then we have the college slate. Again, and by the way, we'll ask Ed Scott about this as well. How do you feel about the college slate?
So I think it is like an elite B slate. So I think it's very interesting. And obviously the headliners, Texas, Michigan, but like I'm very interested in Arkansas, Oklahoma State, Tennessee, North Carolina State, Colorado, Nebraska. Like it's games that are probably not going to like, when we look back at the end of the year, we're not going to say like, oh, well that determined the playoff or whatnot. But it's a bunch of fascinating games and we get teams playing real opponents.
In terms of locally, we have
the Troy game.
Yeah, and again, that's an 11 a.m. start. There were some
on real TV.
There were some complaints last week, and I'll be honest, I thought everything went really smoothly at the stadium, but Ed Scott did actually tweet about this that he sort of was apologetic to some lines. So that was a 6 o'clock kickoff. This is an 11 a.m. kickoff. Ladies and gentlemen, get up early and get yourself to the stadium because it is going to be a little bit of a mess. I mean, whatever. It's a constricted time to get there. There's less time to get there. Eat your bagel or your barbecue or whatever it is. What do you think is the right menu for
about a barbecue bagel?
A barbecue bagel. Eat your barbecue bagel and get in there. All right, we'll take a break. I will tell you before then that over at FanDuel through September 22nd, all FanDuel customers can bet $5 and get a 3-week free trial of NFL Sunday Ticket from YouTube and YouTube TV. FanDuel is, of course, official sports betting partner of the NFL. But you go ahead, you get your free trial. 3-week trial. Then with a YouTube TV base plan, you'll be able to watch every regular season Sunday afternoon out of market game. All you need is a Google account and a current form of payment, and you can cancel anytime. All you have to do is go to FanDuel.com/Calkins, C-A-L-K-I-N-S, C-A-L-K-I-N-S. Must be 21 or older and present Tennessee. Full price of NFL Sunday Ticket will be automatically charged seasonally after free trial. No refunds. Terms, restrictions, and embargoes apply. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789. Oh, one other programming note, Jeffrey. We are going to have Ed Scott. There was some talk earlier in the week that we were going to have Jermaine Johnson on. You recall this? This was after...
On Jason and John, correct?
On Jason and John.
Yeah.
And they were going to be on Jason and John. That was right in the wake of the news that he was not going to be retained.
Yeah.
Right? And the Jason and John tweeted out that he would be joining the show Friday. subsequently, it became clear that he was part of the group that was being retained. He was not let go. And I don't think it's a surprise to anyone that Jermaine Johnson has canceled. And so we'll not. So we'll not be on with Jason and John today. They will have a full show. Sure, it'll be a fabulous show, but it will not include Jermaine Johnson. All right, we're going to take a break. Back in a moment. Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show. That's the Memphis Fight Song. Last week, you'll recall at this very moment, we actually had the Mighty Sound of the South in here playing the Memphis Fight Song. That's a recording of the Memphis Fight Song, but it signifies that Ed Scott's in studio. I appreciate that. And as I said earlier, this was not because Ed had things he needed to get off his chest about the last developments of the last 3 days. This has been in the works for 2 weeks, having Ed on the show. It just happens there's been some news since then. So before we get to any of that, Ed, I meant to just have this be a Welcome to Memphis interview. Welcome to Memphis. How's it been?
Well, thank you, Jeff. It's been great. As you and I talked about a little bit before, everyone's been extremely welcoming. Most importantly, for those who saw my press conference, my daughter is settled. And if she's settled...
Did you drop her off this morning?
No, but I did make lunch.
You did make lunch? Yeah. What was lunch?
It was peanut butter and jelly, strawberries, blueberries, and fruit snacks for her dessert. Uh-huh. And she likes little shapes in the morning. And so today was Daddy's day to make her lunch. So it was awesome.
Okay, so you did that. You're settled.
Yep.
In terms of all of this stuff, let me start with just the personnel changes.
Yeah.
What should Memphis fans, it's obviously, as the release, Penny said in the release, timing's not ideal.
Yep.
What should Memphis fans think about those personnel changes, including Rick's departure, this close to the start of the season?
Well, the first thing is I want to make clear to everybody that Penny Hardaway is our head basketball coach, and these were his decisions. My job as the athletic director is to support Penny, right, and creating the environment that he wants to be able to create to try to win. So that's the first thing I want to clear up for everybody, because I've seen some things on Twitter and some of these other things. New AD's coming in telling Penny he's got
to do this, got to clean house.
No, that's not my job.
Does it work, though, that you... Is this in consultation with you? How does that work?
Yeah, in all transparency, yeah. Penny and I have talked about my expectation for Penny this year, and he has the same expectation. How do we get to the postseason, and how do we make a run? And then from there, we have conversations about what he wants to do with his program, right? And any good AD, their job is to help facilitate that. So that was my role in the process, but we didn't discuss individual people and their strengths and weaknesses. I have to trust him to run the program. Otherwise, I should coach basketball, and I'm telling you, Memphis fans, you do not want that. You know, you really don't.
Were you wary of the timing?
What Penny said in his statement was right on par for what we talked about, right? The timing's not ideal in the sense that we're about 2 months before the season. These young men are back and they're working their butts off right now. But leadership is hard and you got to make tough decisions, and Penny made tough decisions. So for that, I'm really proud of Penny, right, for doing what he thinks is in the best interest of his program. And I can tell you there's no shortage of interest in our assistant coaching jobs. I'm getting calls from assistant coaches, and my line is, look, it's Penny's decision, and you got to work through Penny on that.
Just on this, on that topic, a couple more things.
Sure.
Were the departures NCAA related? Were they NCAA violation related?
And the answer to that is simply no, right? And I'll attack this for you right now so you don't even have to ask the corollary question.
Yeah.
The timing of this was coincidental in the sense that the move was made by Penny with these four individuals, and then later that day is when I first saw the contents of that letter. So this was not a reactionary move to any NCAA pending investigation.
Or the ongoing one.
No, regarding the academic piece.
The academic piece.
Yeah, no, it honestly had nothing to do with that. This was a basketball decision, and as I said, I didn't learn about the contents of the letter until Pat Forty had reached out to our staff. So from that standpoint, no, it was about basketball.
Are they getting paid this year? Is Rick Stansbury getting paid this year?
I'm not going to go into that. That would be too much personnel information. I wouldn't want anybody discussing my situation like that. So out of respect for those gentlemen, I'm not going to touch that.
Okay. Onward to the letter.
Yeah.
The first time you saw the contents of the letter was when SI got in touch with you about the...
Exactly. Terrence Lolly, who you met earlier today, sent me a text and said, hey, you need to see this. Pat Forty just sent this to our staff. And that's the first time I saw the contents of the letter. I did know about the letter, and I told you about this before. You know how transparent I am. I think it's one of the things that we enjoy about each other so far. I found out about the existence of a letter during the interview process. And if there are any aspiring ADs, there are four questions that Carla Williams has ingrained in me and all my other mentors that you got to ask in an AD interview. Are there any issues with the board? Is there any pending litigation I should be aware of? Are there any Title IX cases I need to know about? And is there anything going on with the NCAA? And in fairness to President Hargrave, which he has been absolutely phenomenal from the interview to all the way through yesterday, right? He's just had my back. He told me that there was a letter, and that letter was turned over to the NCAA. And then I didn't ask any more questions.
So that letter that came out this week, that had been turned over to the NCAA a good while ago. Before you'd interviewed it.
I even interviewed, yeah. And so I was a candidate at the time, so he couldn't discuss the actual contents of the letter, so that's why I said...
Is that really how it works? You can't know the particulars?
No, because if I don't get the job, then I'm sitting with information that's inappropriate for me to have, right? And here's the other thing, Jeff. This is my second time in the chair, as you know, and certain things I don't want to know if I don't have to know. What I have to trust is that they got the information, they did exactly what they were supposed to do, and put it in the hands of the NCAA.
Does Memphis do its own investigation as well, or do you just, here's this letter, here you go, NCAA?
Well, every school does it differently. Regardless, you need to turn it over to the NCAA, even if you do your own investigation. My sense is that Memphis looked into it as much as they could, but you got to be careful, because if you start meddling into these things before the NCAA does their job, now all of a sudden it looks like you're impacting the investigation. I haven't handled one of these major infraction cases before in my career. Not saying this is, and I also want to be clear about this. is. To my knowledge, I got a briefing yesterday from my deputy, Lauren, we have not received a formal notice of allegations from the NCAA regarding this letter that you and I are discussing right now.
Do you have, can you say anything about the merits, the allegations in the letter? Do you believe them to be true?
I don't know enough, really, to be able to say that or not say that. So my position right now is with the NCAA. I'm going to let them do their job as I've done at every stop. And then what I can tell you is after that process works itself out, if there are things that we need to be held accountable for that we did wrong, we'll stand up, as I told everyone in Memphis, and we'll be accountable for it. But if there's things that we haven't done that we're accused of doing, I'm going to defend us vigorously. So that's just my position. That's how I've always right. tried to handle these things.
And then the last one of these thorny topics is the ongoing investigation, the ongoing issue before the NCAA involving the academic stuff, the academic piece. Do you have any sense? You all self-reported that.
Yep.
Do you have any sense of the timing of when you will be hearing from the NCAA about that?
No, I don't. And you know this because you've been doing this a long time. The NCAA can move at a glacial pace at times. And so I'm going to let them work their process through, see what the findings are, and then we'll make informed decisions on how we move forward. So I don't know exactly when they're going to give us a decision on that. But when they do, we'll be prepared and we'll move forward.
So you arrive in the midst of all of this, and there is this iconic figure as the basketball coach.
Yeah.
And I mean, I don't know. You might have been a Penny fan once upon a time.
I had his shoes when I was younger.
You had
He's
his
a
shoes.
Little bit older than me, so right. I did That's, have yeah. his shoes, yeah.
So, and what's how have you forged a relationship with Penny? What has been your relationship with Penny through all of this?
I really appreciate that question, especially after the thorny questions as you described them, right? I mean, for me, Penny is a wonderful human being, right? He's been gracious to me. I've had dinner with Penny and the team at his house already. I treat him no differently than I treat Ryan Silverfield or Brooks or any of our head coaches, right? You know my pedigree better than most, but I've had the pleasure of working with Rick Pitino when I was at Louisville. Kevin Brodus, you know, who I worked right. with at Binghamton, and Morgan, who's one of the better, under-the-radar basketball coaches in America, candidly. Mike Lonergan, and we had a lot of success at GW. And then, obviously, Tony Bennett, one of the GOATs, right? So right. I'm used to dealing with big personalities, and I'm comfortable with that. I think to be an AD and have to deal with personalities of the stature of Penny, you've really got to be comfortable in your own skin. So we talk, myself and Penny, myself and Ryan, just so everyone's clear, I try not to go more than 48 hours without speaking to those guys. I want them to know I got their back, and Penny and I have a great relationship. And what I've learned about Penny is he really cares, right?
Right.
Think about this. The guy had made really good money as an all-NBA player. He's one of the guys who has not, tricked his money off, so to speak, as we say in my neighborhood. He's one of the guys who did well with his money, right?
Right.
So he's doing this not to get paid. He's doing it because he believes he can win, and he cares about Memphis, and he cares about the institution. And so if that's the common denominator, I love working with someone like that, you know? And so as I told you earlier, working with Penny, you have to understand in this city, anything he does or does not do is going right. to be national news. And I'm comfortable with that. Your job is to talk about what I do for a living.
Right.
And if we respect each other's position, then we can move forward that way.
Do you expect Penny to be the head coach game one this year and going forward?
Absolutely. Unequivocally, based on every piece of information I have right now today, Penny Hardaway is going to be on that sideline, marching up and down and trying to get us a victory when Missouri comes in here. Hands down. And I know Dennis Gates, and I love you, Dennis, if you hear this. we want to beat you, bro.
All right. What are, by the way, the expectations for Memphis basketball? Quite apart from all of this, just generally, when you look at Memphis basketball, what should it be doing on a year-in basis?
Well, I think from a budgetary standpoint, we're positioned extremely well, even within the Power Four, right? When I've worked with Tony Bennett, I know what that budget looks like.
Right.
One of my best friends, Shamari Brown, oversees basketball at Iowa State. They're going to be a top five preseason program, and our budget's bigger than theirs, right? So when I look at the resources we have, we're in great place. We always need to work harder on NIL, especially in football, especially in men's basketball. We got to do better for our women's sports. But for men's basketball here at Memphis, you need to be in the NCAA tournament, and we need to make a run. Now, before you ask the question, because I know how smart and astute you are, I don't put a number on my coaches, right? I'm not saying you got to win a certain number of games because injuries happen, things happen. But what I want to see is us prepare a program that can compete and make a deep run in the NCAA tournament, because I think that's the Memphis pedigree.
Part of what you did, and I don't know if people are familiar with this, but when you got to Morgan State, it was in serious trouble.
Yes, sir.
And And a lot, some of it was academic. And a lot of what you did was build up the academic part.
Of course.
We obviously, not to get into what went wrong in the academic, or if anything did last year with the investigation.
Yep.
What's your role in sort of making sure all of that works smoothly and the way it's supposed to? And how do you draw on your experience? If you want to tell people a little bit about what happened at Morgan State, how do you draw on your experience there dealing with what's happening here?
Yeah, I will. Morgan State to me is always a special place. If you saw Dr. Wilson's quote, he called me the beloved son, and that brought a tear to my eye, right? I went into Morgan and they were in difficult shape, and he needed somebody to clean it up, and I wanted to be an AD. I was 36 years old when I got my first Division I AD job, and so we had over 100 violations at Morgan State due to academics and financial aid, right? And it wasn't malicious. It was a lack of education and a lack of outside experience. And so what I did is I brought in Terrence Lally. I brought in a team who had other experience. And then what we did is we fought the NCAA case where we thought we were wrongly accused of some things. And we got 7 of the 10 teams off a postseason ban. We got probation reduced by a year, and we reduced the fine from $65,000 down to $19,000, right? And we did that, and then we went to the NCAA and said, we need a grant from you to bolster our academics. And we got an $883,000 grant, if I'm not mistaken. And so what we did is we ended up hiring 4 academic staffers, a learning specialist. I turned it over to Terrence Lally and said, you manage this, because I had hired him at Binghamton. And I think when I got there, we had a 2.6 or a 2.65 GPA. When I left, we were about almost a 3.3 GPA as a department. And here's something I'm really proud of. I have a goosebump saying this right now. We raised the federal graduation rate, which is hard to do, not the GSR, the Fed rate, by 19% in my five and a half years at Morgan State. So that experience allows me not to panic, right? So anyone listening to this, the things we need to clean up, we're going to clean up.
Well, partly it has seemed like.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of coaching talent on Penny's staffs. There's been a lot of basketball talent on his rosters.
Yeah.
It's the buses running on time, whether they're academic buses or otherwise, that seems to be, has been an issue. And I don't know if an AD clearly is in a position to help with that.
Yeah, and so my job is to be the best server in the athletic department, right? I'm a servant leader. What that means is for Penny, I'm his screener, right? So he can come off me and pick and pop or get to the hole, do what he's got to do. For Ryan, I'm his lead blocker. My job is to neutralize the linebacker, and if he gets one-on-one with a safety, he better win, right? And so
I'm not sure about Ryan winning one-on-one with the safety.
Hey, you better watch that, man. That's my guy, right? But no, in all honesty, if we take that mentality as an administration, our job is to put the coaches in position to be successful, Mike down at LSU beat me to this, but I've always said my job is to be the producer and produce the set and the resources for the coaches. The coaches are the directors, and the student-athletes are the actors. Now, the problem for me as a former student-athlete that was decent, you know, I'm old and washed up now, is that I can't impact the game directly anymore, so I have to set the stage for the coaches and the students to do that. And as an administration, we have to do a better job supporting our coaches. It's one of the areas I do think we can improve on at Memphis, and you know, my staff knows that, and we've had honest, open conversations about that. Because when I do that, Jeff, and we provide everything that the coaches say they need, now we lay out expectations, and now we can hold folks accountable. And that's where I'm at with Penny, that's where I'm at with Ryan, and that's where I'm at with all of our head coaches, assessing those needs and then defining what those expectations are. And then at the end of the season, we'll sit down together and we'll have accountability conversations.
On the football stuff, I was at your presentation to the Board of Regents, where It was notable that they thanked you for transparency, and they said it was unusual, and I think people listening probably appreciate that as well. But in terms of the fundraising, you were at $21 million of the 25 to initially. You've gotten that up over for the football stadium.
Yeah,
you've gotten it up over 25 now.
Yeah, we're close. We have the pledges that need to be signed, but we do have the verbal commitments. Taylor and Christina and Brock and Nate on that staff have done a tremendous job. And kudos to our donors, right? For the new guy coming in, and you know, I'm moving at 100 miles an hour. I talk fast, I walk fast, and they've really supported us. So we're really close to unlocking that to get to that next.
How do
phase.
You get 25 more million?
Oh, you got to do the work, Jeff. You know what that is. Relationships, right? Relationships to me are more important than money, because when the money runs out, I got to call on the relationships. And so that's what I'm doing right now, is just really trying to build the relationships. And I think we'll be able to get it. Now, we do have to right-size some of the suites. I think Laird and Jeff, when they were planning this, You know, they had a vision, but that's theory, and now we're in the practice phase. And I think we got to right-size some of the suites so we can sell them and mobilize them a little better.
Smaller.
Yeah. So I'm working with Populous on that, our architect, to see what that will look like. But I'm confident we'll get there. And the university has been a great partner with us in making sure, because a lot of this is pledges. And as I've learned in Tennessee, you got to have cash in hand. So you either have to be backstopped by the university or the foundation as those pledges are coming in. And that's a testament to Bill Hardgrave and Renee, you know, our CFO at the institution, for helping us.
You said roughly 10,000, slightly more than 10,000 season tickets, but that that your biggest source of concern is individual game sales, they had... your predecessor had projected $900,000 essentially of revenue in single game sales. North Alabama was $43,000 in revenue times seven. That does not get you close to $900,000.
Yeah.
It seems like that, without casting aspersions, seems like that forecast, that projection was way out of whack. But what is your level of concern about the individual game sales? And obviously, you got a big game tomorrow early. People got to get there early.
Yeah. So thanks for addressing that. Number one, I'm going to take the second part first.
Yeah.
11 a.m. kick, Memphis, we need you to stand up. We're one city. We need your support. Those young men are really, really good in that locker room, and they want to hear you in the stands tomorrow. So anyone listening, please be there. I'll be there at Tiger Lane if you want to yell at the new AD.
Where will you be? Just walking around?
Oh, yeah. I love interacting with the people. Now, it's going to sound funny when I say this to you. I'm actually introverted, right? So anyone who knows me really, really well laughs when everyone's
when you put on the shirt, when you do this?
Yeah, I love what I do so much. But when I go home tonight, right, so the night before football games are called family dinner night. And so if it's a road game on Thursdays, I eat with my family. I don't do anything else. And if it's a Friday, it's all family time. And then after that, I wake up and I put on my uniform, as I call it. My uniform is already picked out for the game tomorrow, and we're going to go to work. So I'll be all over Tiger Lane, and then I'll be up and down between the suites and the field. I usually don't sit down too much because I'm a little too passionate.
And the walk-up stuff, the season ticket. And I was kind of surprised that season tickets – 2021, was it, were 14,000. Yeah. Now they're down to 10.
Yeah.
You got to build that back up, right?
We
do. Of course, you have the excitement of the new stadium coming, or the new refurbished stadium, which will hopefully be a rocket booster there.
Yeah, for sure. And listen, single game tickets are always hard to forecast. Having been an AD before, I don't want to cast any dispersions on Laird or Jeff. I don't know what they knew that I don't, right? And so you always have to understand that people who have been in the seat before have more information than you do when you arrive. So what I'm working with is Chris, our associate AD for tickets, and making sure that we're pumping it out and just trying to get to where we need to be. So we knew, you saw the full presentation, I was very transparent that we're going to lose almost 750,000 in season tickets if we sold every season ticket, because we just don't have the capacity.
Right.
And so that puts more of an onus on single game sales. And so that's where we're going to put our energy moving forward, and we'll come up with a strategy. Tim Duncan hit the ground running this morning. He's had meetings since 8:30. He drove in last night, and so I'll work.
He just arrived in the midst of all this. He just started today?
Yeah, well, you say the midst. To us, it's not the midst.
It's the midst. This is just life.
This is business.
That's when I off the air. I came. I walked in, and I said, "What's it been like coming in and all this happening?" He said, "What happening? This is just life, right?"
Is that? This is my job, right? So I don't wake up in the morning and go, oh, my gosh, I got to deal with this, right? I get to do this for a living. I am privileged. I am blessed. And you know,
you don't sit here and think, what did I get myself into?
No. Honestly, one time in one meeting, I did that in my first, I don't know, what is it, 38 days or something like that.
Right.
But outside of that, no. And here's why. You know enough about me. You do your homework. You're well-researched. I come from a place where my mother's never made more than $18,000 a year, right? And I live really good, Jeff, right? So perspective matters. We opened up this conversation by me talking about making lunch for my daughter, right? That's humbling when a five-year-old is like, Daddy, I need strawberries in this side of the lunchbox, and I need blueberries here.
Right.
So the stuff in the media, I have thick skin. It's not going to bother me. I am going to get way too much credit, and I'm going to get way too much blame. And so I'm a baseball guy, right? If I go 4-for-4, that means next game, chances are I'm not going 4-for-4. So I try to stay in the middle and stay even keel, because I got a lot of people depending on me not to freak out.
It seems like you all had a hit with the Liza's Light campaign.
Oh, man.
Which was, I have to say, watching that video, you can't watch that without tearing up. And the response has been as it should be, which has been terrific, right?
Man, listen, I almost want to tear up talking to you about it, right? I'm a girl dad, and everyone knows how important that is to me. I didn't know Liza, but I can only empathize with what her family went through. And for us to be able to honor her and her family this way, it means everything. Yes, it's going to help our program, but sometimes, Jeff, in this business, we get to do the right thing, and that is actually the right thing to do. I can tell you, since we went public, I saw you there that day, and thank you for your coverage of it, that we've brought in almost another $1.5 million, right, that we need to close to move forward toward that $7 million. So it's really actually picked up after the ceremony that day.
You're gracious to come in. Anything you want to say before we let you get on with your duties?
I do. Yes. I want to say two things. I want to say thank you to you, right? You're known for being tough, but you're known for being fair, and you do your homework. And I also read your comments after my press conference, man, where you said it's one of the best you've ever seen at Memphis, any coach or athletic director in all your time covering it. That means a lot to me. And I told the media I would be open and honest with them, and I plan to do that as long as you all continue to cover me fair. And to the city of Memphis, I want to be here. This is a place where I want to be. I need your support. Our coaches, our student athletes need your support. So Tiger Nation, get up early tomorrow and let's go beat Troy. Go Tigers, go.
So Brooks Monaghan was on the hiring committee.
Yeah.
And obviously he's done an unbelievable job here. It's almost crazy how what he's built here with how little he has had here.
Absolutely.
But he told me that he was blown away by what you did in front of the hiring committee. It is terrific. Like, the present presentation was fabulous.
Yeah.
But at the end he said, that was great. Are you real? And so I ask you,
yeah,
are you real?
You all have to tell me, right? People ask me, they say to me all the time, you're a really good leader. How do you do it? And I say, ask the people I lead. It's not for me to judge, right? At the end of the day, even with that press conference, Jeff, that wasn't a press conference. That was a conversation with my constituents. I'm like this every day. And Dr. Hargrave told me that after the interview, he had to do more research on me and call more people that were not on my reference list, because he goes, I need to know you're like this every day. And I think anyone who knows me knows one thing about me. When you get Ed Scott, you're going to get the same Ed Scott every day, good or bad, right? I'm not perfect at everything. My wife will tell you that, and I'm never letting her on your show. But with that being said, this is who I am, and you're going to get this every day. I'm full of energy. I'm passionate. I'm confident because I put the work in. And most importantly, I think that I can be unapologetically Ed Scott at Memphis and in this city. And that, for me, is what makes the fit so good. So, yes, this is me. There's no other shoe to drop, my man. And you're going to be the test, you know. You're going to be able to tell people.
Well, you're awfully gracious to come in. Thanks very much. I appreciate it. And we look forward to working with you, following you, see what happens down the road.
The feeling's mutual. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Can we take a break, Jeffrey? Is that okay? Can we take a break? We'll take a break. We'll be back in a minute. Jeff Cockenshire, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner, with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show. Our timing is all off here today, Jeffrey, but that's fine, isn't it?
Indeed, it is.
Okay, it's fine.
Yeah,
no, all right. How long can we talk now before we got to go to Chris?
We can talk. I mean, well, do we let Chris know that we'll be closer on time?
Tell him that we'll be really late.
Okay.
And we'll just talk for a little bit. So, my favorite part was all the compliments to me.
Mm-hmm. You know, totally, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know. Okay, it lays it on a little thick there. But I don't know how you could listen to that interview and not come away, A, impressed, and B, reassured.
Yeah, I agree. I think he's a phenomenal communicator.
He's a phenomenal communicator. Like, he just walks in here, and I can picture some people at the university over the years. Imagine Shirley Raines, for example, just to pick one out of the air.
I try not to.
In this situation, and a lovely woman, whatever else. But, like, he walks in here in the midst of what, I mean, let's be honest, nationally, GP has said the end of Penny is near. The Athletic, they've written The End of Penny is Near. Everyone's calling it an S show. We got an ongoing investigation in front of the NCAA, added to another investigation in front of the NCAA. firings of coaches, all this stuff, and he walks in like it's just a regular old Friday, you know, game day, making peanut butter jelly. And then, but here's the thing, because I've already had some people say he's a BS artist, and he is, in the sense that he's a good talker, right? He's a good talker, and he lays it on thick. The compliments, I didn't need the compliments. He's great. But here's
not need him.
Here's the truth, though. He tells you things. It's not just words. That's what BS is.
Right, word salad that can't
means
actually.
Nothing.
Yes.
In his opening press conference, he said, "Well, here's a situation with the Big 12. Here's the situation with the ACC. Here's the situation with the house payments that we're going to have to make. Here's the," and he tells you actual things. So you can say whatever, but he tells you actual things, and then the transparency is incredibly reassuring because you're used to be told nothing. You can imagine an AD who would come in here and say, can't comment, can't comment, can't comment. Boom, that's it. Right? And then he just wants to talk about peanut butter jelly sandwiches with his kid.
And strawberries.
But no, among other things, he told us, I knew the letter. Who does this? I knew the letter existed when I interviewed, and I didn't know the contents of the letter. Found out the contents of the letter. Like, he just tells you everything. Not everything, but tells you enough. He tells you, now you can believe it or not, but he tells you this was Penny's decision, and it was not NCAA, on the hirings and firings, Penny's decision, not NCAA related.
Yep.
Like,
and he's on the record with it.
And he's on the record with
right.
it. Right. He's not ducking anything. Okay, and then let's take the three big topics.
Yep.
The hirings and firings first, because that's where we started. It's these were Penny's decisions, not his decisions. His job is to tell Penny, you know, and to have Penny have the staff he wants and to hold him accountable. And these were absolutely not, he said, whatever, NCAA related. So there you go. Now, if it comes out later that they are NCAA related, that'll come back on him.
Right. But it's on the record.
But it's on the record.
That's the point.
And I'll be honest, I believe they were not NCAA related. Like, he said it with enough conviction and whatever that I tend to believe him. So that was one. On the letter, he took us through the timing of the letter, knew the letter existed when he was interviewing. They had self-reported the letter before he interviewed for the job. It wasn't this week they self-reported the letter. This has been in front of the NCAA for a good long while now. Cannot comment on the merits of the allegations, and you wouldn't expect him to. But that's where he was on the letter, but did say, because some have asked, will Penny be, you know, make it to opening day? And he said, absolutely. He will be the coach opening day.
Yep.
How much?
I mean, all these were definitive answers.
These were definitive answers. None of this nonsense dancing around this, that, whatever of anything. No comments, whatever. I mean, and that kind of bluntness, I think, is incredibly reassuring. Not just the answers themselves, but think we have a grown up in charge here. Here's the other thing. Take the Larry Finch thing. R.C. Johnson was dropped in here, and the first thing he had to do was fire Larry Finch, basically, right?
I mean,
which he was
If it's not the first thing, it was the most significant first thing.
It was woefully unequipped. Within a year, he had fired Larry Finch. He had fired the most notable athlete, student athlete in the history of the program, and an icon in the city. In a more deeply important way, as significant as Penny has been, Larry was in a much more deeply important way. And he was woefully unequipped for that. It was almost unfair to ask him to do it, right? Don't you get the sense, listening to Ed Scott talk, that whatever happens with Penny, he is a guy who's confident enough to walk into Penny's house and say, this is the way it will be?
Yes, I do.
And was Laird ever?
No. Well,
no.
I don't even think he walked into his house.
Right. So I don't know how you can't be impressed by that, you know? And then in terms of the other stuff, I don't know that there was anything else notable. The right-sizing suites, that's kind of interesting. We've talked yesterday. Tim Buckley had the story 2 days ago. About the season tickets, being roughly 10,000 instead of 14,000, down from 14,000 in football, and about this crazy projections for $900,000 of walk-up sales or single-game ticket sales for and the fact that they'd got 43,000 for North Alabama. And obviously he wants people to come out and be early.
Be loud, be their prop.
Didn't ask him about the problems getting through the turnstiles, which he had tweeted about. So I didn't ask him about that. But listen, this is one of my things. I don't understand why our police chief isn't like that. Our school superintendent isn't like that. Like, we are all in this together in the sense that every Memphian wants the University of Memphis to succeed and wants the University of Memphis Athletic Department to succeed. Every Memphian wants this to be a safer city. Memphians wants our kids to be well-educated. And so many organizations hide. And to the extent that they interact with the media now, it's putting out videos of their statements without taking it, and not without having a conversation, without being transparent, all carefully crafted, this is what I'm going to say, or we're not going to say anything. I don't understand why. I just think there is an incredible value to the organization, to the larger community at large. There's also value in being transparent. But to the organization itself, whether it's the police department or the schools or the athletic department, there's incredible value in being transparent and upfront with people and telling people what's true and what's not true and what you're up against and all of that. Because it instills confidence in the enterprise. Now, who the hell knows how it's going to go with Penny? I can totally imagine a world. I don't think this means Penny's going to be the coach for the next 5 years. Do you? That interview does not. But I do think.
Yeah, but I also don't think it doesn't mean he's not.
I don't think it means he's not either.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens. The NCAA will. Here's what's going to happen now. Two things will happen. They will have a win-loss record this year, and that will matter.
Yep.
Right?
maybe first and foremost.
And the NCAA will weigh in on multiple issues, and that will matter.
Yes.
But those things will determine Penny's future at the University of Memphis.
Yeah, everyone's just afraid of going on the record.
In terms of what?
Like, to hear, it's like, why people don't do it. It's like, because no one wants to sit there and go, well, you said this.
But people also think, here's the thing. People think of the press as the enemy. That's what they think. They think the press is out to get you, and the press is the enemy. And he could have thought that. I mean, if he read the column that I wrote about Penny 2 days ago, or some various columns I've written over my 30 years here, he could have thought, oh, I'm not going to talk to Calkins because he's out to get him. Which is, by the way, a false reading of me and my relationship with this community. Entirely. And he didn't. He said, no, I'm confident in myself. I'm confident in what I'm saying. I don't think the press is the enemy. You know what I think I can do? I think I can use Calkins' show. I think I can use Calkins' show to restore confidence in what's happening at the University of Memphis.
Yep.
And that's what he did. All right. Why don't we, do you want to take calls on this and give Chris the day off?
We can.
Let's give Chris the day off. Tell Chris we're going to give him the day off. And then we're going to come back and we're going to take calls on this. The phone number is 445-0929, 445-0929. You heard the interview. What were your thoughts? That's it. What are your thoughts now about Penny? What are your thoughts about Ed Scott? 445-0929 is the phone number. We're sort of reacting on the fly here to Ed Scott's interview. Gracious of him to come in. We're going to take a break. Back in a moment. Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show. Phone number is 445-0929, 445-0929. If you have any thoughts on Ed's interview, gracious of him to come in, we'll do that in a minute. John Martin was swinging by. John was out there chronicling the compliments. You charted the compliments?
Yeah, charted the, well, first of all, absolutely, there's a lot of saltiness. We put a request in for Ed Scott as well. And have not yet gotten a response. So I guess he's saving.
Salty.
Well, I guess we'll just have to use your interview as the record. So I was definitely listening. I was hate listening, is what I was doing. And so in the midst of that, yes, I was charting all the compliments.
Let's see,
that
he gave me. Which one did he call me? Smart.
Hold on. I think I smart.
Uh-huh.
Astute.
That's true.
Well researched.
That's true.
Tough.
Yeah.
Fair.
All of that is
I miss any, Jeffrey.
He even told him he does his research.
Yeah, guy nailed him. Okay, who do we have here? Well, hold on, John. We're going to get you back. We're going to get you back in a minute. I'll be in Austin.
Problem.
Austin and Bartlett.
Austin, you're on.
Hey, Austin.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. What'd you think?
I think he was awesome. I like it. Really, this past week has been straight radio gold. And just to hear him and to hear his firm, his statements, I like that guy at any company that I want to run, and that's university needs. So I appreciate it. You guys do an excellent job, and look forward to seeing what's going to happen next.
All right. Thanks, Austin. Appreciate it. Add that to the
list. If you've got
compliments.
More compliments,
more
you can call in at 901-445-0929. Tell Jeff how much you like it.
Radio Gold is going to go up there with astute, well-researched. He left out good look. He didn't say anything about my attractive appearance.
But in fairness, though, he doesn't know about the schlubby past.
That's true.
He
didn't know what I used to look like. Yeah, exactly right.
Yep.
So, John, aside from that, what'd you think?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, he's a great talker. I mean, that's just what you sort of pick up on immediately is that he's just good. He just does take command of the conversation. And I will say, I thought the point you made about it didn't really strike me at the time, you know, but as I thought about it, like if you'd asked Laird, let's say Laird, and I'm just using Laird as the example because he was the most recent AD.
Right, and nothing against Laird.
Yeah, nothing against Laird. But if, because Laird is more typical, right of
he's
AD.
Your typical, right.
You know.
Buttoned up AD.
If Laird had been getting, had been walking into the job and there was a letter that existed that was NCAA related, And if you ask, would he have ever volunteered that he knew about the letter before it existed? Would he have been willing to, you know, or really publicly, right? Would he have been willing to talk about it? He would have said, I don't want to get into what we did and didn't know about, Jeff. You know, I mean, like,
that's exactly it.
Yeah, like, which,
and maybe that's what PR 101 would have told right. him to say.
By the way, not a bad Laird impression there.
That's pretty good.
Let me hear it again.
You can't,
I know, because he wasn't thinking about it, yeah, but it's pretty good. I'll give you that.
Yeah, you got to let it happen. But, okay. But you know, Laird was more of the guy who was going to kind of talk around it and kind of try to divert your attention, you know, and, you know, we're just focused on, you know, what we're doing today, Jeff. And, you know, like, that's you know, as opposed to Ed, who's attacking head on, he's addressing it. He's saying, we knew about it. We're not going to hide from that. That is a change. And in some ways, it makes me sort of reconsider. In some ways, not always, but it makes me reconsider a little bit the Memphis response to the Pat Forty inquiry.
Well, so I think what it is along the way he said these are Penny's decisions, and he basically said he came back and circled it around. He wasn't talking about specifically Penny. He said then you hold people accountable, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I sort of think this is all part of that same thing. You operate above board. You do things the right way. You set the expectations. And then, if they aren't met, then you hold people accountable.
Right.
And part of holding people accountable is oh, here's this letter. Well, we're supposed to give it to the NCAA. And we're not supposed to lie to people about whether we got a letter or not.
Yeah. That's definitely different, though.
It is definitely,
you know.
Well, it was so striking to be at the Board of Trustees meeting the other day, and at the end of it, I don't know if it was Dave North or who it was. It was one said. It wasn't Dave. It was someone else said. We appreciate the transparency.
Yeah,
which we're not used to, basically.
Yeah,
and that's to those guys, much less to the media and to the general public. Now, does this change? I'll say this. It does change my, if I'm looking short-term, long-term outlook on Penny Hardaway, it does actually change. That conversation changes the degree of certainty I have that Penny will be the coach in game one.
Right. He.
I thought it was still likely he would be the coach in game one, but I could see a Vecina scenario where he would not be.
Right.
I'm pretty confident now he's going to be the coach game one.
Mm.
Don't you think so?
Yeah.
And so that, how about long term?
Do you think can I throw one caveat? What if he's suspended? Does that count?
Well, he said game one on the sidelines against Missouri.
Yeah, I thought he said he'd be the head coach.
He said he'd be on the sidelines.
So in other words, if the NCAA can't, the odds are the NCAA isn't going to rule on anything between now and game one.
Yeah.
Right? So, but then
game one of 2028.
Yeah. I don't think that any of this has anything to do is predictive of Penny's long-term outlook, right?
Oh, no. I mean, because he put it in there, you know, based on the information that I have today. You know, information changes. You get information. You may have information that you have a notice of allegations.
Right, exactly. They could get a notice of allegations, and then you react to that information.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, I mean, again, this is we're in September. I mean, there's still 60 days before the season starts, and you know, we're not even talking on court right now. We haven't even addressed that piece of it. But what I also liked, how he was not afraid to poke his chest out about Memphis basketball. That I loved.
Which, in what way? He said we should go to a tournament, we should go on deep run.
Not just that, but that he was basically saying, listen, I got friends at Iowa State. Our budget's better. They're a top five team. Our budget's better. Whereas I think, like, again, you know, you kind of
people want to crap on it. Like,
yeah.
Penny's the only thing holding this thing up from being a rickshaw.
You know, I mean, I think, you know, Ed clearly, you know, is trying to get the word out that we expect Memphis to be awesome in basketball. Like, and I think a lot of fans needed to hear that as well. I think maybe Penny needed to hear that as well. because on that radio interview with Memphis City Schools earlier this year, on the radio interview, he said, you know, this place is going to go way down when I leave.
Right.
And when I hear Ed Scott talk,
it's got a budget to be successful.
You have a better budget than you know, top 10 teams in the country. And I've been screaming that from the rooftops. You know, nobody ever believes me that this program is really, really well equipped to be what we think it should be. And it's not because of the, you know, budgetary, you know, circumstances that it's not being that. And that's not been able to be that. So I thought that was good. I like the fact that he has a vision, you know, and he's not willing to excuse mediocrity, you know, at Memphis.
And then lastly, on the season ticket stuff for basketball, for football, it is kind of amazing, isn't it, that people talk about, literally, I still hear people talking about this as being the most anticipated football season in memory, and yet season tickets are down 30% from 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And by the way, it's not because of the construction.
No.
Because there was 90%. They were about the same as last year.
Yes.
They're about the same as last year. So it's not because of the construction. And almost everyone from last year came back this year.
Yeah.
So the simple answer is it's not the most anticipated. If season tickets are down 30% from 3 years ago,
right,
that is not the most anticipated. It is not. It might one that some media members are trying to tell you is the most anticipated.
Yeah.
Because there's an opportunity unlike any other season.
Right.
But it is not the most anticipated.
Well, no, that's a lie. I mean, if we say that, it is a lie. So we have to stop saying that.
I think we have to stop saying that.
No, I think I don't know when season ticket renewals happened. You know, I think one thing to consider is that
renewals were good. They just didn't add, and they lost. What happened was, when everyone is out on Ryan,
yeah,
they drifted down.
Yeah.
And then it stabilized, but they've never come back.
Well, and I would say this. They, save for the final game of the season against Iowa State,
yeah,
when everybody was checked out anyway, they didn't win a single big game last year.
Right.
I mean, they just didn't. I mean, they lost Tulane. They lost SMU. They didn't play in the AAC championship game. There was one other loss that's escaping me because they lost three. But that's the point, is that they didn't go to the conference championship. They didn't win the AAC.
Missouri.
Yeah, Missouri, right. And, you know, they had a chance, whatever, but it was never really in doubt. So you didn't win any big games last year. You weren't ranked. You didn't play in the conference championship game. You know, we haven't really seen, okay, you know, and maybe this is the year, what does it look like at peak efficiency? We haven't really seen it yet. Now, if they win, they go 11-1 this year, and season tickets don't improve materially, and they win the AAC Conference Championship game, and they go to a playoff, and then we don't see, you know,
right,
15, 17.
But the nice thing is they have the new stadium coming online.
Yeah.
So that should sell.
I mean, you're definitely selling that. I mean, you know, I hear you keep saying that.
But don't you
think this rocket booster? Is it a Boeing rocket booster?
I don't know if it's a rocket booster. That was that was me just being caught up in all the compliments.
That's right.
You know,
that's right.
There's so much slattery, you know, that I did a big good
call. I can't blame you. I mean, I would be
it's
no better.
A rocket booster.
Hey, that's the thing. As men, you know, we just don't get complimented enough.
Right, exactly.
So when we get a few.
Excited,
you know, it's
yeah.
Like, yeah, whoa, the table kind of lifted a little bit over here.
John, you're nice to come in.
Yep.
Thanks, I appreciate it. Jeffrey, do you have any further thoughts? What's the reaction amongst the populace? Let's see. Let's check the Twitter.
I think most everybody had a positive view. I think, like, yes, I mean, if you want to nitpick and go that there's, you know, well, he's a good talker and whatnot, but it's like, he did give a lot of answers.
I thought he gave a tremendous amount of answers.
And you don't really hear that.
Parth, by the way, has written, he basically wrote a story about all the stuff that Ed said. So if you missed it, they may play it on other shows later in the day.
Well, you can download the Odyssey app and rewind,
and you can read Parth's, I've just tweeted out Parth's sort of summary of all the things that he said. I'll read the Twitter reaction real quickly. Bro, this dude is smooth.
Fair.
True.
Yes.
Right? Ed Scott, very impressive on 92.9 ESPN with Jeff Calkins this morning. This is from Ryan. Transparency is key, and he did that. Very good interview. More compliments, Jeffrey. We appreciate mm-hmm. that. Memphis is lucky to have him. I think that man, Ed, not me. Michael, Ed Scott seems incredible. Excellently navigated interview on both ends. I needed something to make me feel a little better, and that made me feel a little better. Frederick, Ed can win your heart. He sure is talking the talk, and we sure hope he can walk the walk. I will bet on Ed, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So there you go. If you need a tractor, and you might just to shovel out all those lovely compliments.
Yes, absolutely.
Right? If you need a tractor.
Or if you want to bring in new ones.
Or if you need a tractor to unload. If you've got a load of new compliments that you want to give me.
We'll take them.
We will take them. And what you will probably need is a tractor from Mid-South Ag Equipment. And I would recommend one of the smaller Case IH tractors. Forget grain, go big red. 140 horsepower or less. And so whether you are moving around compliments or whether you have a big garden or a big piece of land or you're bush hogging or whatever you do, whatever fun thing you do on a tractor, do it on a tractor from Mid-South Ag Equipment. Once again, it's on Highway 302 in Byhalia. These tractors, these magnificent tractors, are in stock and 0% financing. That's Mid-South Ag Equipment, Highway 302 in Byhalia. Get yourself there this weekend. Take a break. Back with Jeffrey. How you feeling about your bets, Jeffrey?
We'll
find out.
Are they
all cooked up? We'll do Jeffrey's bets when we return. Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Hi, back on the Jeff Calkins Show. Every single week, Jeffrey invests my money. And every single year, I trust him to invest my money. I go to the bank, and I say, give me 10 of the crispest $100 bills that you have. And they look at me like I'm strange. But they ultimately, they go to their crisper, to where they get the freshest $100 bills, and they take them out, and they count them out, one-to-one in my hand. They say, do you want an envelope? I say, no, I want them right here in my hand. And then I walk in, and I give these $1,000 bills to Jeffrey, and I say, go forth and invest. And I have faith that through the ups and downs, that it's all going to work out. In the end, Jeffrey, how were the first week of investments?
Jeff, we went 5-5 last week. We did lose $50, but here's the key note.
Because we play with integrity. You got to tip the...
Got to tip the dealer. Jeff, last year, week one, we lost $380.
Oh, this is so much better than last year.
And guess what?
We're
finished the year with down 410. So it was all about week one last year. We're fighting uphill the entire time. We're chasing, chasing. We're not chasing. We're not panicked.
No, we're just clearing our throat.
We're
just getting warmed up.
We're not sitting there going, we have to have a winning week. We're going to have a winning week, but we're not just absolutely blindly firing.
Right.
We're just looking for absolute values.
It's not desperate.
Correct.
We're not desperate here. Okay. Absolute values. And you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 absolute values.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. What do we got?
Jeff, let's start at 11 a.m. Let's go to Oklahoma State. Let's go to Stillwater. The Oklahoma State Cowboys, 7.5-point favorites against the Arkansas Razorbacks. Jeff, this is the trust my gut. I think Arkansas is better. Give me this 7.5.
Wow.
Also, let's not forget all of our principles. Sam Pittman is an underdog.
Yep.
What do we do when Pittman's a dog?
I guess we like him.
We take him
is
when he's a dog.
Of principles?
Even last year, with as much
sometimes I forget our principles.
Well, it just was much of a dumpster fire as it was last year. Pittman was 4-2 as a dog. ATS. Yes.
Wow. There you go. Arkansas plus 7.5 against Oklahoma State.
All right, Jeff. This is the trust your eyes.
This is the
yes,
big one.
Of course, this can always be an overreaction week.
Yeah.
But sometimes teams will tell you what they are.
And when they do, we believe them.
And believe them. Listen. That's what we need to do. That's what we did today. We're listeners, Jeff.
Yeah, we're listeners.
That's what we did.
Mm-hmm.
Michigan didn't have a quarterback.
Oh, that's a problem.
Correct. Texas very much has a quarterback. In fact, Texas has two quarterbacks.
Couple, yeah.
Yes. We only have to lay 7. We're doing it. Lay 7. We don't care that Santa Arbor. We don't care.
Have you told your former co-host this, your lack of faith in the...
Oh, yeah. No, we're texting the whole Saturday. he doesn't have faith either.
That's not... Yeah, flags fly forever, right?
Yes. Absolutely. It's banners fly forever.
Yeah, this is a bonus year. Okay, Texas minus 7 over Michigan. Next.
It's another trust your eyes special.
Yeah, or shield your eyes.
Correct. Temple sucks.
Terrible.
They are awful. They're horrible. Now, Navy, we probably can't trust either. But I do know this. Temple can't score, and Navy's going to run the football. 44.5 points is way too many. Give me the under.
All right, so, oh, you're taking the under.
Yeah.
You're taking the under.
I don't know if I can trust Navy to cover two touchdowns.
You're not trusting Navy.
I do. I trust Temple to not
that.
Score.
I forgot on my principles mm-hmm. for a minute. Okay, next.
Jeff, back to our theme of trust your eyes. Mm-hmm. Believe people when they tell you they're not any good. Are we sure South Carolina's good under Shane Beamer?
They had some good moments.
They had a Tennessee win and a Clemson win, which reportedly rumored they had signs. They were stealing signs. Here we go. Since that time, they've absolutely stunk. South Carolina last week looked completely and utterly inept. Kentucky looked like Kentucky. We'll lay the 9.
Kentucky -9 over the Cox. Next.
Jeff, I get it. They're not going to have Max Johnson, and I don't have a ton of faith in their quarterback, but I got even less faith in UNC Charlotte. Charlotte is down almost half of their good players. They didn't have many to begin with. 22 points ain't enough. Give me the Tar Heels.
North Carolina -22 over UNC Charlotte.
Jeff, I hope you weren't watching Ole Miss and Furman, because no one should have been watching Ole Miss and Furman.
Didn't watch it.
However, if you did watch,
saw the numbers, though.
You noticed that Ole Miss, while being up 59-0, was still running tempo. 43 points ain't enough. I'll lay it with the Rebs.
43 over MTSU. Next.
Jeff, I hope also none of you out there were watching Michigan State take on FAU Friday night last week. I love Jonathan Smith. I've pushed pause on my relationship. I believe in Jonathan Smith. I've told him, Coach, I'll see you in a couple of years. We'll be back. We'll be stronger than ever.
Terps -9.5 over Michigan State. I gotta say, Michigan State, man. How many years ago was it that they had surpassed Michigan?
Well, that was pre-COVID.
Yeah.
But, I mean, for the entire 2010s, they were better than Michigan. They have a playoff appearance.
They were running the state.
They have a playoff appearance.
They're god-awful.
Uh-huh. They are
-9.5.
Special kind of bad.
I think we got a principal play coming up.
We, of course, have a principal play, Jeff. We've got the Alabama Crimson Tide laying 30.5. And yes, everyone's going to point out, Jeffrey, don't you remember you laid how many ever it was last year in this game, and it never had a prayer? Well, yeah. They started Tyler Buchner at quarterback. Had I known that last year.
This was the rotating quarterback.
This was the Nick Saban telling Tommy Reese to shut the F up. He played his guy and goes, see, he stinks. Don't ever talk to me ever again about playing Tyler Buchner. We got Kalen DeBoer, 7-1 in the months of August and September since being in FBS. 30.5 ain't enough. We'll lay it with the tie.
Were you impressed by week one?
I think I was more that Western Kentucky sucks, but I still think Alabama's got dudes. And so I trust that Alabama has dudes. Also, I trust that Kalen Bohr's going to probably run it up.
Okay, next.
Jeff, we got the Oklahoma Sooners hosting the Houston Cougars. It's a principle on... I've gotten back to the basics. What do I always do best? Find the sucker. Find the bad teams.
Yeah.
These teams suck. Houston, absolutely, utterly sucks.
What has happened to Houston? Why does
they've
Houston
had a coaching change
so much?
Something in the water. I have no idea, but I know this. They suck. 28 points ain't enough. We'll lay it with Oklahoma.
Oklahoma -28 over Houston.
Jeff, this is much like the Arkansas game. I had a theory this summer, and so far, it's worked out for me. I said this summer that I don't really, really care what the numbers are. I think I just want Mississippi State overs until they stop cashing. Well, they're 1-for-1 so far, and I think they're going to be 2-for-2. Give me the over in Mississippi State, Arizona State. 59 points in Tempe ain't enough. It's going over.
All right, so here is the full slate, ladies and gentlemen. Arkansas +7.5 over Oklahoma State. Texas -7 over Michigan. Navy and Temple, go ahead. It's 44.5. Take the under.
Mm-hmm.
Kentucky -9 over South Carolina. North Carolina -22 over UNC Charlotte. Ole Miss -43 over MTSU. Maryland -9.5 over Michigan State. Alabama -30.5 over South Florida. Oklahoma -28 over Houston, and Arizona State, Mississippi State take the over 59.
I don't see a single loss.
The over under. Now, let me ask you this: you got a lot of favorites in this on this slate today. How do you feel about that?
It's week two. The good teams are usually the good teams. And last year, the trend was one of the chalkiest years we've ever seen. In fact, part of the reason why I got beat last year was all you other squares kept winning. Can't beat them, join them.
Do you have any thoughts on, are we missing any notable games? Well, how about Memphis and Troy? Real quick.
I think it's a good spot for Troy,
but I wouldn't bet that one.
What's the line?
It's 18 and a half.
Okay. What were you going to say?
Troy had a bad overtime loss against Nevada.
Right.
And to me, like that's just like a overreaction spot. I think that's a lot of points against a credible opponent.
But you wanted the Tennessee game.
Yes, I wanted the Tennessee game, but the line has moved over a touchdown.
What is the line now?
So the line opened at 4 and it's now 10. And my analysis would be Tennessee looks really good and NC State does not. So I would
struggle for NC State in week one. All right, there you go. I expect to be a rich man by the end of the weekend. I know it's a long season. It's a long season, and I'm a buy and hold guy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Speaking of banks, by the way, if you need a new financial institution, either because you're disgusted with your current financial institution, because it's been sold three times, because they treat you like you're nobody, or because they charge you all these unexpected fees, I would ask you to look into Leaders Credit Union. I say that because we did. I say these words that they exist purely for the members of their members because they're a credit union. And you know what? It seems to be a lot of logic there. If you don't have to pay off stockholders, you don't got to generate a profit, you can plow every dollar you earn back into better rates, better technology, better service. Seems to me you'll be a better financial institution. And so far, that has been our experience at Leaders. You can check in. So whether you're getting a mortgage or whether you're getting a car loan or whether you just want to move to a new bank, Leaders Credit Union would be the place to look. They got a branch out in Bartlett. They're also building a new one in Arlington. That's where it is. But honestly, the technology is so great. You can just all do this all on this online. You go ahead and download the app and join us, the Calkins family, at Leaders Credit Union. You can go to leaderscu.com/ESPN to learn more. Back in a moment, Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN. All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show. Jeffrey, you got breaking Grizzlies news. What is it?
The Memphis Grizzlies today announced that the team signed forward center Armando Bacot, as well as guard Yuki Kawamura, guard Mie Oni, and Malzina Pereira's back. Per team policy, terms of the deals were not disclosed. Bacot appeared in 169 games over his five-year collegiate career at North Carolina, averaging 13.9 points, 10.1 rebounds, 1.3 assists, 1.3 blocks in 28.2 minutes before going unselected in the 2024 NBA draft.
Well, there you go. He played for the Jazz in the Summer League. And
we got a short king, too.
Undrafted is a Bacot. Big dude from North Carolina. Good rebounder.
Mm-hmm. Kawamura's 5'8".
Oh, really?
Yeah. Played on the Japanese Olympic team.
All right, so that's that. We had a big show today. You can go back and listen to the Ed Scott interview if you wish. I got to do a FanDuel spot here in a minute, but I did want to. I did want to let you know. They have a FanDuel boost in the app. By the way, they got a boost in the app, which you can make sure you look at because. As you scrutinize the NFL weekend,
yes,
you may want to put that to good use. What are you looking forward to, Jeffrey?
Obviously, Texas, Michigan, but if we're doing the NFL part,
what are you looking forward to?
Rams Lions was pretty good last year when we got it in the playoffs. I think also you have to say the Tom Brady debut, right? Cowboys Browns,
that will be interesting. What do you expect?
I think he's going to be pretty good.
He just does, he strikes me as the guy that he's going to do his homework, and I think he clearly obviously knows the game, and so I think it's going to end up being pretty good.
Anyone you...
I wonder if he'll have a parlor trick.
What do you mean?
So, like, you know, like, Romo, like Romo's deal was like calling the
plays,
calling the play out before.
Right.
But we've also seen that's burned Romo. Like, it was a cool parlor trick in the beginning, and then now it's, like, used against him because he gets the plays wrong a lot.
Yeah, I can see that. Was your faith in the Ravens changed at all by what you saw last night, either shaken or bolstered? Or it basically it was Lamar. Can they win a Super Bowl with Lamar?
I don't think so. How are you getting through the AFC? Like, it's the thing is, even if you don't beat Mahomes, you got to beat Burrow and you got to beat Allen. He hasn't beaten them.
I think I don't know. There are lesser Super Bowls than Lamar. There are lesser quarterbacks than Lamar who've won Super Bowls.
Right. I mean, Mick Foles has a Super Bowl, but that was also he got on an incredible heater.
Right.
Like, in the end, the same problem that has plagued Lamar in the playoffs got him again last night. It's what happens when you go up against the other elite quarterbacks. Eventually, you have to make a throw.
One of the interesting things to me is how many interesting things there are this year. It is a year, and honestly, the Chiefs aren't one of them. I mean, they're interesting because, like, can they three-peat? That's it, right? But yeah. I'm kind of, like, in terms of the things I'm curious about that I don't think I know the answer to, right?
Yep.
I think I know the answer to the Chiefs, which is if they stay healthy, they're going to be awesome, right? Yeah. But then there's a lot of things I don't know the answer to, and it's so one of them is very maybe the most interesting. Maybe you think you know the answer to it is Aaron Rodgers and the Jets.
I don't think I know the answer to it. I'm with you.
That is to me in terms of what are we going to see. That's one, and then there's the rookie quarterbacks.
Well, and I also
in Chicago.
I thought CJ Stroud. CJ Stroud
and in Washington. And is CJ Stroud real?
Yes.
Although I think I know the answer to that.
I think
that.
We know he's good, but like, is he. I think we're about to
me,
find
the
out.
More,
like,
the bigger question of what is Trevor Lawrence?
Yeah. It's a big year for him.
Big year for Trevor Lawrence. The rookie quarterbacks in Chicago and Washington, right? We'll ultimately get there, presumably, in New England, but we're not there yet. We're not going to get there in Minnesota.
Yep.
But that's super interesting. Harbaugh and the Chargers?
I think no matter
super
what they do.
Super interesting. Super interesting, right?
I mean, yes, but don't forget, Justin's got a hurt toe.
I know he has a hurt toe.
I guess it's his foot.
But
I feel bad for him. It's yet again just another year.
To me, that is another thing
totally.
That is
Harbaugh's always
super interesting. Is this the year that Pittsburgh finally crashes? Right?
Crashes
out of the playoff. Deshaun, interesting. You think you know the answer there. You know the answer there.
He was never really that good.
Rookie quarterback in Denver, too.
Are the Lions for real?
Are the Lions, can they do this again?
Yes.
Are the Lions, can they do or the other teams, the other, both Green Bay
both games
and Chicago.
Both teams tonight, sorry, beg your pardon.
Dallas, like what the hell's going to happen there? Philadelphia, are they going to have the bounce back year
as of
or
today,
not?
Dallas's head coach and quarterback are on a contract here.
Right.
How is that not interesting?
Super interesting. I don't think the 49ers are that interesting. I think we just know they'll be good.
Well, what's interesting, though, about the Niners is I think if we all – if you poll most people that watch the NFL and you go, you have to pick one team that's going to make the NFC Championship game, it's the Niners. But we haven't seen anyone repeat like that since, like, 93.
Right.
This would be their third straight NFC Championship game.
Anything else particularly intriguing?
I mean, the Caleb Williams debut.
To you. Yeah, no, that time I said Bears and the Bears in Washington. You got three rookie quarterbacks of whom great things are expected or good things.
Yeah.
People are very optimistic about Denver, Washington, and Chicago.
I mean, from a personal perspective, is Baker really bad?
Yeah, that's a personal person. Mm-hmm. There's not widespread interest in that. I'll tell you another one that's not interesting.
By the way, how many playoff wins?
You know one of the least interesting teams in the league? New Orleans.
Well, that's got to be the most boring game of the year.
Atlanta.
Yes.
Atlanta's fascinating.
Yes.
They've decided to try to win. Are they going to be awesome?
Correct. But the Saints-Panthers has to be the most boring game of the year.
That is the worst game of the year. It's true. But even there, I'm kind of interested in Bryce. The weapons aren't dramatically better, but they are better. And is he going to be a tire fire again?
Yeah, it's just so unfair.
Like, I know it's unfair.
So bad.
I know it's unfair. You have to see progress. And so that, at least there, there's something.
They have
something.
A new coach, at least. In like,
yeah, they got a new coach. There's something. There's something to work with there. So there you go. It's I'm focused on the Bills. I think it will be a step back year. Who's going to win the AFC East and I think most people, like the over under, the Jets have the highest win total.
Yeah.
Jets have the highest win total.
That's what I'd take.
All right. Over at FanDuel, now through September 22nd, all customers can bet $5, get a 3-week free trial of NFL Sunday Ticket from YouTube and YouTube TV. Then with a YouTube TV base plan, you'll be able to watch every regular season Sunday afternoon out-of-market game. How about that? All of these intriguing games. All you need is a Google account, current form of payment. You can cancel anytime. Visit FanDuel.com/Calkins, C-A-L-K-I-N-S, C-A-L-K-I-N-S. Must be 21 or older, present Tennessee. Full price of NFL Sunday Ticket will be automatically seasonally charged seasonally after free trial. No refunds. Terms, restrictions, and embargoes apply. Gambling problem, call Tennessee Redline, 1-800-889-9789. We will be back Monday. Have a great weekend, everybody. Hey, remember, Tigers game tomorrow is at 11. Get there early. It's Jeff Calkins Show. We're out of here. Our work is done.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.